Russia has widened the scope of its war on Ukraine. A suspected cruise missile hit the local administration building in Freedom Square, no less, in the centre of the eastern city of Kharkiv. Homes regularly come under fire now too. This is an apartment building in the Black Sea port city of Kherson. And this, Kharkiv again. The Russian liberators have come, the man shouts, in the aftermath of Tuesday's missile strike. President Volodymyr Zelensky, addressing the European Union, called it the price of freedom.
This morning, two cruise missiles hit this Freedom Square. Dozens of killed ones. This is the price of freedom.
The translator struggles to contain his emotion.
We are fighting just for our land and for our freedom.
70 Ukrainian soldiers died when a military base was targeted by heavy artillery in Akhtyrka. But the veil has fallen from Russia's claims that it's carrying out a special operation aimed purely at military targets. Civilians are increasingly fair game. And as night fell, Kharkiv came under heavy attack again. The change of tactics, a possible consequence of Russia's slow-moving advance on the ground. Satellite imagery shows a column of artillery and armour, logistics and support units more than 60 kilometres long, bearing down on the capital Kiev from the north. Another is advancing from the south, the aim to encircle the capital, intimidate the civilian population and force the surrender of Ukraine's government. Western intelligence points to poor communications and frequent mechanical breakdowns. There's a dogged Ukrainian resistance as well. Captured Russian soldiers are said to have been told that they'd be welcomed here as liberators. This is how people actually feel. At the heart of it all, in the capital, Kiev, attacks have resumed, including on the main television transmitter, cutting public broadcasts. People already eking out an existence in conditions of unimaginable stress know that worse is to come. And the scramble to leave the city, on the few exit routes still available, is growing more desperate by the hour. Fighting has not yet come to the western city of Lviv, but they'll be ready for it if it does. Civil defence units have formed all over the country and basic training in weapons handling is available for anyone that wants it. They know the time may come when they'll have to fight the Russians themselves for control of their streets.
The government says it believes Russia is deliberately shelling cities, including residential areas and civilian infrastructure. The goal, it says, to create mass panic and civilian casualties. But one thing you don't sense here is panic. Instead, the steely determination of Ukrainian civilians to resist and fight back.
We want to study. We don't want to be afraid. Stop the war.
The young in Ukraine, students, multicultural, multilingual, join the chorus for peace. Bright minds whose ideals until a week ago were still intact, whose hopes and hearts now are broken.
Stop the war.
Stop the war.
Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Lviv.